Victoria, this is Mornings.
Farmers wanting to be better prepared for climate change. So the Farmers for Climate Action organisation say they've been overwhelmed by the number of farmers wanting to increase their resilience to climate change and understand how to make the carbon market work for them. They're launching a series of free online workshops looking at carbon, climate change and drought. I think that the free bit may have some appeal to a lot of people. Johnny Gardner is a Cavendish farmer and he's taken part in a similar, it's not exactly the same, but a similar FCA course. Good morning, Johnny.
Morning, Gavin. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. After listening to Sinead O'Connor, do you need a hug?
Everyone always needs a hug, right?
I think you're right. What's it like in Cavendish today? Looking pretty good?
Yeah, it's a misty morning, but no, it's all going pretty well here. Nice amount of green grass, which is good.
And that makes most farmers happy, heaps of green grass. So this particular course, are you surprised this is the stuff that farmers want to know more about right now?
I'm definitely not surprised, Gavin, but it's amazing to see the appetite from farmers. I think the course that I went through, there were sort of over 300 applicants for 20 spots. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing to see the appetite from farmers.
Okay, the course you've done, not the same course, because I think that yours was a little longer. This one's a briefer course. But what was your experience? Would you suggest after doing that people should look at this course and they'll get some value out of it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this course that is coming up is a bit shorter, but it's the same principles. And obviously, again, like the appetite from farmers is we're exposed to climate every day. So to get a better understanding of how we can better prepare our businesses, our people and animals and the land that we actually look after is, you know, puts us in the best position. So some of the stuff that we looked at was understanding where greenhouse gas emissions are in our business and on farm, and how climate change will affect us on farm within the climate variability, looking at carbon in the farming landscapes, adaptation options and renewables that we can implement on farm, and then just broadly speaking, business resilience. So. Yeah, it's a huge amount.
It's 24 minutes past 10 on ABC Statewide Mornings. We are speaking with Johnny Gardner live from Cavendish, and it seems like the weather's always beautiful in Cavendish, which is great. Great climate in Cavendish, if you want to look at it that way. Have you already made plenty of changes to the way you do things?
It's incremental. Farming's always incremental. So it's not like there's a silver bullet for anything, but we're constantly adapting and trying to improve what we're doing on our farm. Even things like fencing and better fencing to land class, and I think we've planted about 45,000 trees over the last 5 years. We've gone from 40 paddocks to 110 paddocks, so things like that. It's quite incremental, but yeah, it's constant change.
I want to talk more generally because, of course, this is something that for a lot of people is quite scary. You're on the front line in a lot of ways as well, because climate is very important to farming, of course. How positive, though, are you feeling about the future of farming in Australia, and particularly in Victoria?
Well, I think Victoria's got a huge food bowl, and we all need food, and that's only going to continue and get a larger demand. So with the growing population around the world, so I think I have a huge optimism for farming, and I think we're in Australia in a box seat, and there's huge positivity around it. It's just about understanding some of the risks that are coming our way and how we can adapt and better prepare to take those risks head on. So, yeah, I have huge optimism for it, Gavin.
Well, Johnny, this first online course, it's being obviously run by Farmers for Climate Action, is on May the 31st. I think it's running between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. And your advice to those people to log on and have a look?
Yeah, absolutely. Get into it and try and learn as much as you can from it. And, yeah, it'll support your business and your family and allow us to be a better farming sort of area. So,
before I let you go, we are going to the greatest of all time a little later on, singers. Singers that you listen to the lyrics of their songs, maybe even just the sound of their songs, and you think, gee, that guy or that gal needs a hug. Who springs to mind for you?
Oh, that's on the spot. Davin, I'm not sure if I've got much, but I'll just put on some Rolling Stones and I'll be happy.
That's the other way of dealing with this issue. I don't think any of the Stones need a hug. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Gavin. No worries.
Johnny Gardner there, farmer from Cavendish Sheep and Beef Farmer. If you want to find out more, go to farmersforclimateaction.org.au. I've noticed quite a few text messages have already come through for our greatest of all time. And